This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
You see me shooting it, and you're about to see a whole lot of shooting. It came from Ammunition Depot. Check them out. Tonight should be an interesting night because we're going to be joined by Paul Lathrop. He is the host, one of the hosts, with Rob Morse of the Polite Society podcast, and he was just in some legal... He just had to go through some legal hoops, and we're going to talk to him. Then we're going to bring Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense on and let him listen to what Paul has to say, and then we're going to discuss what could have happened, what would have happened with a Second Call Defense member in these circumstances. In the meantime, because this is a learning moment, this is one of those learning moments that we can enjoy. I apologize for not being here yesterday. I had a bunch of, it was like the stars aligned the wrong way. In the meantime, let's, you know, forget corruption and arrogance. Think about $153 million in Clinton family speaking fees since 2001, mainly bribes during her State Department years. Forget the lies and the lies about the lies and then the perjury about the lies. Forget the security breaches. Forget enabling America's most prominent sexual predator. Forget the Arkansas trail of bodies stretching from Little Rock to Benghazi. Forget every scandal from Whitewater to deleted emails. Forget all of it. Instead, focus on coming attractions. What a Clinton presidency would mean for America. It would be the political equivalent of an extinction-level event. Obama began the process of transforming America. Hillary will finish it, and she will do her very level best to finish us as well. On the Supreme Court, Scalia's replacement will be a judicial activist on steroids. This will give the left what is dreamed of since the Warren Court, a 5-4 majority, to rubber stamp statism and cultural Marxism. Hillary will replace decrepit justices like Ginsburg, 83, and Breyer, 78, with their young and vigorous clones who will be there for decades. The Second Amendment, they will try to repeal it. If not, they will try to negate it. Even the most modest restrictions on abortion will end and a green light given to assault on the religious liberty. As early as 2014, Democrats had appointed a majority of federal appeals court judges. Hillary will expand the left's domination of the second most powerful court in the land. She will, of course, push amnesty, designated a pathway to citizenship. There may be a 10-foot-high wall around the Clinton's Chappaqua estate to keep out the great unwashed, but our southern border will continue to be wide open to the influx of the new Democrats. Pantsuit will accelerate a trend that started the mid-1960s, using immigration, legal and illegal, to change America's demographics and national identity. Think, if you will, California times 50. The goal is to make it impossible. Okay, there it is. The goal is to make it impossible to elect another Republican president ever and change the composition of Congress in a few elections. With all three branches of government firmly in the left's hands, voting will become irrelevant and there'll be nothing to stop the unmaking of America. There are those of you right now shouting, saying, oh, it's already irrelevant, Bill. Not where you're living in your state, though, is it? Unless you live in California, New Jersey, New York State, Maryland, some of those deep blue states. Clinton will maintain the pretense of fighting ISIS while importing the poison. She's called for increasing the number of Syrian refugees by 500%. That's on top of the 100,000 immigrants from the Middle East admitted each year. Overwhelmingly Muslim, by the way. The FBI and Homeland Security will be told not to do or say anything that might offend the jihad community. The signals aren't even subtle. Huma Abedin and her family's ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. Sharia advocate Kazir Khan baiting Trump at the Democratic National Convention. And in a Rod Serling-esque moment, the father of Orlando mass murderer Omar Mateen seated behind the candidate at a Florida rally, telling an interviewer Hillary's good for America. Our translation is good for the coming caliphate. Do you think Obama is skilled at playing the race card? Pantsuit will put him to shame. Speaking at the NAACP convention on July the 18th, she confessed the sins of her race and lectured those of us who didn't have adjusted gross incomes of $32 million last year to recognize white privilege, practice humility. You know, she's been so good at that. And do a better job of listening to the race hustlers. By the way, Chappaqua is less than 2% black. This condemnation of her own race is not just election year bloviating. To maintain its minority base, Democrats must keep blacks and Hispanics in a constant state of agitation by demonizing us, coddling the racial terrorists of Black Lives Matter, and castigating cops for doing their job. Race relations reached a new low under our first black president. They'll go through the floor under pantsuit. When we get Clinton 2.0, government will be the only thing that grows. Last month, 41,000 were added to the already bloated federal workforce in 8 years. Obama almost doubled the national debt. It will be over $20 trillion by the time he leaves. Interest on the debt is over $251 billion, scheduled to rise to $880 billion by 2024. Yeah, 8 years away. Imagine what the economy will look like as the debt approaches $40 trillion under pantsuit. Mrs. Clinton has promised to impose a job-annihilating $15 an hour federal minimum wage, maintain the present devastating level of corporate taxes, the highest in the industrialized world. There's the highest right there. And kill domestic energy production by closing coal mines and preventing fracking of America's huge natural gas deposits. Anemic economic growth, right now 0.7% in the first quarter, will be the new normal. The war on Christians and conservatives will continue full throttle. Nobody does dishes like the former head of the Bimbo Eruption Squad. The IRS will go back to targeting conservative foundations. She will resurrect the old Janet Napolitano plan to use DHS to attack right-wing extremists. That's gun owners, right-lifers, veterans, proponents of border security. We'll all be future terrorists. And right now, all that stands between us and that is Donald Trump. So you have a choice. You can forget your gripes, if you have any, about the Republican candidate, his verbal missteps and campaign shakeups. He's a decent guy who's earned the money he's got. For the most part, he has done very well at business, and nobody wins them all, and he keeps coming back. He never gives up. He knows how to create jobs. He'll defend the borders. He understands the overriding threat of radical Islam. I'm not 100% sure what Trump's going to do, but I sure as hell know what Clinton is going to do. And you don't have to be Joe Friday to figure this out. Oh, no. You know what's going to happen. Don't kid yourself that we can take it. We can't. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
conversation has to be boring.
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction. Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live. Does that sound like Captain Kirk there when I do that? Am I sounding like Captain Kirk when I'm going, coming to you live? You know that. I don't know. Sometimes I just feel like I sound like something I'm not trying to be.
No, I think you're good there. So you're not sounding like you're trying to be Captain Kirk, but maybe you sound like maybe a little bit like him.
That's technical issues. Anyway, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then. Now then, right now it seems, you know, even the conservative media is beginning to notice that the president's cheering section at the New York Times are beginning to tire of him. They have they're looking at his mistakes in Syria and Libya, Iran, and more. But I think that the disaster of this president's foreign policy is the least of his problems. I think the real mistake is the president's ruthless attempt to push the liberal agenda to the max during the last 8 years. That is one problem that Hillary may not be able to overcome. I see why the president returned the bust of Churchill to the Brits. He just doesn't believe in victory or magnanimity. Normally I would be able to say that. I don't know what's going on. Now you have the founder of the Democratic Party, Thomas Jefferson, backing people up. It was in a 2013 article about JFK, how liberals have remembered him all wrong, that I read this quote attributed to Jefferson. Great innovation should not be forced on slender majorities. That I sort of interpret that to mean that the president should not push his agenda by parliamentary shenanigans or by phones and pens or by the regulatory actions of movement people and the federal regulatory agencies, but by assembling bipartisan coalitions. And the reason is obvious. It's because, as I keep saying, government is force and government is experienced as injustice by the supporters of the opposition party. That's why Daniel Patrick Moynihan said that you should always pass a program like Medicare by 70-30 in the U.S. Senate. He meant that when you do something big, you should get buy-in from the minority party. You should have leaders of both parties at the presidential signing ceremony, and you should sell it to the nation as the national consensus and a bipartisan compromise. And this is not the way things have gone in Obama land. Obama and his team have taken a strategic decision to push their liberal agenda to the utmost, to throw as much stuff as possible on the wall on the theory that most of it will stick, whatever comes next. Was this because Obama faced Republican obstruction from the very start of his administration, as liberals maintained, or that Obama and his team decided from day one that we won? You remember he said that. And Republicans should just shut up and take their medicine as conservatives insist. It doesn't matter who was right, whether Republicans are to blame for obstruction or Democrats to blame for steamrolling. You shouldn't do big stuff unless you find a way to bribe the opposition party into some kind of bipartisan consensus. And the Obama administration understands this because that's how they got a deal with Iran. They did what they had to do to get a deal, including sending a plane full of cash to Iran. So a U.S. government treats a government of Iranian mullahs better than its domestic opponents. That's not going to end well. Peggy Newton wrote about this at the opportune moment. She writes about seeing the top detaching itself from the bottom, feeling little loyalty to or affiliation with it, as its heart is, it is not only a detachment from, but a lack of interest in the lives of your countrymen, of those who are not at the table and who understand they've been abandoned by their leaders, selfishness and mad virtue signaling. Liberal progressives have, under the influence of the activist left, have learned to stigmatize all non-liberal Americans as racist and sexist and homophobes and xenophobes and haters and so on. Anyone opposing liberal issues is stigmatized with all, just ad hominem. Living in a bubble in their faculty lounges, their newsrooms, their activist groups, their government bureaucracies, their entertainment, their Comedy Central news programs, they do not understand the rage they are creating with their cultural war. Clinton was smart. He knew enough to pretend to be centrist and bipartisan. He understood that the 1994 election meant the American people did not want full-on liberalism. They did not want gun control. He got that message. The entire Democratic Party got that. Obama seems to have interpreted Republican gains in Congress as a challenge to his progressive manhood, his ability to keep the liberal agenda going, bending the arc of history towards justice and whatever the opposition, you know. What happens if the opposition rises up in rebellion? Do they just amp up the volume on the racist, sexist, homophobe shaming? They stick the IRS and Lois Lerner on the rebels again? These are the questions they will be facing in the years after Obama, either as the opposition to a Trump regime or as a triumphant majority in a Clinton regime. Obama's done a ton of stuff without asking the American people what they think, without trying to create a consensus, without treating the opposition with a modicum of decency. Everyone on the receiving end of the Obama years has experienced the president as an unjust ruler. There's a rage out there. It's in the undercurrent with the American people. Some of the raging people are black. Some of the raging people are liberals. Some of the raging people are union members. Some of them are, you know, Hispanic Americans. Some of them are, you know, there's a whole cross-section of America out there raging right now, this minute. And they're listening to one guy. And everybody thinks that he's lost already. Like it or not, though, that rage, if it isn't enough to get him elected, it will not go away. It will simply continue to build. It'll be like that, you know, that part of Russia where they set it on fire thinking it would burn out in 3 or 4 days. And that was 40 years ago, and it's been burning every day since then. It'll be like that. It'll be like that. That, you know, it'll be like a pit of hell. We are reaping what we have sown by not paying attention, by paying more attention to the Cardassians than to policy. And it isn't going to be cheap. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, the Get Yourself Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both the price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. One of my favorite quotes, which is all too accurate today, is attributed to Scottish philosopher Alexander Teitler. He's describing the cycle of democracy. He wrote, "A democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until the voters discover they can vote themselves largesse from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidates, promising them the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that a democracy always collapses over loose fiscal policy, always followed by a dictatorship. The average age of the world's greatest civilizations has been 200 years. Those nations have progressed through this sequence. From bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to apathy, from apathy to dependence, from dependency back again into bondage." Sounds a lot like today's Democrat, doesn't it? "Or the voters' realization that they can vote themselves largesse from the same said public treasury. Free college, waive student debt, money, more money for education, money, more money for the inner cities, health care for all, $15 minimum wage, amnesty, reparations, on and on and on. The appetite is insatiable. The progressive politician is only too happy to stoke envy and resentment of the voter base with the promise that he will make things right. Now, making things right demands that he be voted into office and likewise be granted more power to level the playing field. Now, in the parlance of the politician, that means take from the rich and give to the poor. Now, having been founded 240 years ago, we have surpassed the average age of history's great democracies. With $20 trillion in national debt and over $100 trillion in unfunded liabilities, we are well on our way to collapse. Right now, we're somewhere between selfishness and dependency, and we are well on our way to bondage. Progressives have been on a 100-year tear. When socialists couldn't win over the electorate in the early part of the 20th century, they ingeniously began the process of giving the American people a taste. As most addicts, they start with a taste. Soon they progress to casual use, and before you know it, they're strung out, desperately looking for their next hit. And the pusher, in this instance, is our Democratic politician. And he's too happy to be Dr. Feelgood at someone else's expense. So, as a nation, we have a decision, and a pressing one. Will we continue our drug-addled binge, or will we pull back the reins before it's too late? The scariest part is our answer relies on the aforementioned voters. How much hope do we have to break free from our own vicious cycle? I mean, the apathy is so thick you can cut it with a knife nowadays. I get told all the I get emails every day saying, Bill, I love what you do. I love your show. Don't you know voting gets us nowhere? Don't you know the fix is in, Bill? Well, I mean, if you really believe that, see, I'm not convinced of it, and that's why I'm so willing to vote. I've seen where the grassroots get really active. We got a guy here in South Carolina that's in the congressional delegation, Mick Mulvaney. This guy didn't have a snowball's chance in hell in 2010. Nowhere near, no. And, I mean, in the 11th hour, a bunch of grassroots people got out in the district where he was facing a 26-year congressional veteran. Something Spratt was his last name, I don't know. He was out there, and they went door to door, and now it's Congressman Mick Mulvaney. And that was an uphill battle. Then we look at Colorado, Virginia. You see all these grassroots people out there doing their thing. So I'm not convinced, no, that the fix is entirely in. Is there? Yeah, I know there's voter fraud, no doubt about it. I don't know how well voter fraud holds up against an onslaught of turnout. Come back to me when we've got about 90% of the poll, you know, when we know 90% of America is voting, then get back with me, if you could. We'll talk about that then. Psychology Today has offered readers a look at the psychological principles behind gun ownership. I'd actually like to look at the psychological principles behind gun control, especially the influence of projection. But that would probably involve too much introspection from Drs. Gorman and Gorman. It's clear from the get-go that the husband and wife head shrinkers would like gun ownership included in the DSM, Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. They write, one of the most striking conclusions of this research is that the person most likely to be shot by a gun at home is a member of the owner's household, not an armed intruder. We might expect this finding to dramatically change the discourse around gun ownership from one about the right to protect oneself from intruders to one about the complex issues such as domestic violence and suicide that lead to the bulk of gun deaths in this country. These scientific facts, however, have not only failed to change the conversation, but they've also been largely unsuccessful at convincing people that on the whole, gun ownership makes you less safe. In light of these failures, perhaps we should change the question from how do we get guns away from people to why do they want to own guns in the first place? People have been given all the information they need to make a rational decision about gun ownership. Why do they persist in arguing that guns will keep them safe? Probably because we think you're lying through straight out of your teeth there, straight out of the grill there, Drs. Gorman and Gorman. Don't believe a word you say. You know, you can look at the very bare, low end of it, and you still get a net positive out of gun ownership. If you take that, and I mean, if you go beyond that, if you look at what Kleck and Gaius and Lott say, well, then it's just a boon to society. They also write, in addition to our difficulty with risk perception, it is clear that we humans are terrible at changing our minds. Psychologists and neuroscientists have shown that our brains are wired to reject change. Not only does confrontation with an idea that challenges a firmly held belief provoke activity in the fear centers of our brains, but agreeing with people who share our beliefs actually stimulates the reward centers. Hence, being confronted with facts about the dangers of gun ownership when we have already been convinced that owning a gun will make us safer may actually cause our fear centers to fire, producing ferocious resistance. On the contrary, satisfying our preconceived notion that gun ownership will make us safer is actually pleasurable. So you see, we're just getting high on it. That's it. That's all there is to it. We're just getting high. Dr. John, we're just getting high. Dr. John's in the chat room. He hears what I'm saying. This is about psychologists. You guys need to reach out to them and slap them around a little bit. The Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. We're just sitting here laying back on rocks, sunning ourselves in the sun like big fat elephant seals, letting the pleasure centers of our brains fire because we're convinced gun ownership is good, therefore it is good, we're good, everybody's good. It's pleasurable to own a gun, and only they know the truth. Why am I not depressed? Oh, yeah, because they're lying through their teeth. Okay. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the
Second Call Defense.
Leaving your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Radio host John Cordillo claims that interview segments with noted gun scholar John Lott were included in the earliest version of the Katie Couric gun control movie Under the Gun, but were taken out at Michael Bloomberg's request following a private screening. Cardillo is the host of the John Cardillo, and I'm pronouncing that the way it would be in Spanish. It might be Cardillo. The John Cardillo Show, which Lott is an economist, gun rights author, and president and founder of the Crime Prevention Research Center. On May 16th, Breitbart News reported that Couric's gun control documentary left 4 hours of an interview with Lott on the cutting room floor. In an interview with The Guardian, director Stephanie Schlossteg explained their decision to omit the Lott interview in its entirety. Lott's research has been criticized and largely discredited, and when we went to include it in the film, it felt like unnecessary real estate to put on the film because we know his research has been debunked many times. We kept going back to the idea that we wanted to reserve the real estate in the film for the responsible gun owners. But Cardillo says his brother knows one of the individuals that financed the movie, and now that the financier says portions of Lott's interview were included in the earliest version of the movie, only to be taken out at Bloomberg's request. During his own live interview with Lott earlier this month, Cardillo said, "I don't know if you know this, I don't know if we spoke about this, but my brother knows one of the financiers of the Katie Couric project. He was sort of an ancillary financier who was actually pro-Second Amendment. He told me your footage from that documentary was cut after a private meeting between Couric and Michael Bloomberg." Lott responded that he had not heard that. Cardillo then reiterated, yes, they were going to run it, and Bloomberg and Couric had a private screening, and after that screening, that was when your footage was cut. Breitbart News spoke to Lott on Monday about Cardillo's claims. Katie Couric and her staff interviewed me for almost 6 hours, 2 hours pre-interview, and then almost 4 hours on tape, and what I found is that the filming that they did of me was used extensively in the movie originally. But Katie Couric did a private screening for Michael Bloomberg, and Bloomberg apparently insisted that anything from me be removed from the movie. Lott said he's grown accustomed to Bloomberg's people canceling and shutting down his appearances when they have the opportunity to do so. Bloomberg, of course, is the former mayor of New York City, the banner of sodas and breast milk. He's the founder of the gun control organization Every Town for Gun Safety, and all the illegal mayors want guns, and, you know, moms demand something, and I don't know. Texas professors, go to your damn classrooms. You lose. They got out there. Federal judges passed Monday and refused to issue a preliminary injunction in the lawsuit by three University of Texas professors who do not want legal concealed carry in their classes. You know what I don't want? I don't want parallel parking anymore. And I don't like the word brown. Get rid of all of that by tomorrow. With the state's new campus carry law taking effect this month, professors kept a promise of litigation and filed suit in federal court in July, seeking a federal injunction on campus carry, naming Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, UT President Greg Fenves, and the members of the SCORE's Board of Regents in their official capacity as defendants. See, the university president could make the whole school a gun-free zone if he wants to, but he didn't. They don't need to be suing the state. They need to be suing the president of that university because he's the one with all the power, and he didn't do it. Paxton, in response, filed paperwork in opposition to the professor's action earlier this month, calling the suit frivolous and the law constitutionally sound. And, you know, here's the thing about this. I don't know who's footing the bill for these professors, but when you're going up against the state, you know, nobody's writing the check except the state. Chances are you're going to go down just because you're going to run out of money. And I hope that those guys, you know, this is going to sound evil and uncompassionate. I hope those three college professors who seem to think that they can decide what is and is not the law on their own, I hope they go out of business. I hope they bankrupt. With classes set to begin for the 2016 long session on Wednesday, the court has declined to lend enough merit to the professor's argument to warrant blocking campus carry while the case unfolds. It appears to the court that neither the Texas legislature nor the Board of Regents has overstepped its legitimate power to determine where a licensed individual may carry a concealed handgun in an academic setting, wrote U.S. District Judge Earl Leroy Yackel III, a UT alumni who was appointed to the bench by President George W. Bush in his ruling on Monday. The faculty members, three female liberal arts professors, whose classwork sometimes touches on controversial subjects such as abortion and unwanted pregnancies, argue the carry of guns in their classes will chill discussion, thus hindering their right to free speech. If somebody didn't like what they've been saying all along, those teachers would be dead anyway. What was stopping somebody from carrying? What stops anybody from carrying a gun in anywhere? Tell me. Yackel, who in 2013 ruled that abortion restrictions enacted by the state of Texas were unconstitutional, didn't bite on that argument. He said the court has searched the jurisprudence of this country from the ratification of the Constitution forward and has found no precedent for plaintiff's proposition that there is a right of academic freedom so broad that allows them such autonomous control of their classrooms, both physically and academically, that their concerns override decisions of the legislature and the governing body of the institution which employs them. While the court has not heard oral arguments in the case, Yackel warned the likelihood of this case being successful using the current logic is slim. Their First Amendment claim is and must be bottomed on their right to speak and teach freely. Neither the campus carry law nor the campus carry policy forbids them from doing so. This is fatal to their attempt at this stage in the proceedings to establish a substantial likelihood that their case will succeed on its merits. Interesting point that, you know, here we got these people saying we don't like what's happening and we believe that we're smarter than the legislature and the people that run the school that pay us and the people that pay the legislature, which also pay us and all this other stuff. And we want what we want. Speaking with the Texas Tribune, that Renea Hicks, the lawyer for the professors, said he was disappointed by the decision. We just have to pull together more facts for trial and hope things go smoothly on campus in the meantime. Sometimes public policies are so terrible and extreme that it takes the law and the courts a little while to catch up. I can't wait for the school year to start there. uh, certainly going to be safer than Umpqua. And there will be a whole lot of nothing happen at UT. And these teachers will look like idiots. Maybe they'll quit and go somewhere else. Maybe they'll change their, their profession, maybe. I don't know. Something, I don't know. I just like to see them go away. I just like to see them, slink into their little corners and cry. Like I said, it makes me wonder about, this is projection. Getting out there and saying, we're going to discuss abortion, and somebody may say, but I'm pro-life, and I'll say, yes, but abortion's a law of land. Then they're going to stand up and shoot me between the eyes because they're pro-life. Pro-life people killing me. Yeah? That sounds like bad comedy, doesn't it? Bad comedy. College is there's so many safe spaces and everything now. I can't imagine just because there's a gun present, somebody getting into a pitched gun battle over a quantum physics debate that goes awry. I just don't see it. I do not see it. Coming up next, Paul Lathrop. He is the host of the Polite Society podcast. Recently, he had some legal issues. He was unjustly charged with brandishing, and he was, he went through this without something like a second call offense in place. So we're going to discuss that. That's coming up in the next hour. Polite Society podcast, of course, you can find that all over the place. Plus, we're going to discuss the self-defense radio network that I'm a member of. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.